Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith by the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Acts 8, 14 to 25. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verse 14 to 25. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them. They had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given at the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered the money and said, "Give me also this ability so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." Peter answered, "May your money perish with you, because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. You have no part or share in this ministry, because your heart is not right before God. Repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord in the hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin." Then Simon answered, "Pray to the Lord for me, so that nothing you have said may happen to me." After they had further proclaimed the word of the Lord and testified about Jesus, Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in many Samaritan villages. My theme for reflection is the Spirit and the transformation of the heart. The Spirit and the transformation of the heart. There is something strangely humorous about the modern world's tendency to think everything has a price. If we are impatient, we pray for faster delivery. If we are lonely, there is an app for companionship. If we are tired, there is coffee strong enough to wake the ancestors. We have become so accustomed to transactions that we sometimes unconsciously carry that mentality into our spiritual lives, as though God's grace could somehow be earned, negotiated, or purchased. That tension lies at the heart of Acts 8, 14 to 25. The gospel has begun crossing deeply entrenched boundaries as Philip preaches in Samaria, a region long despised by many Jews. Historically, Jews and Samaritans carried generations of suspicion, theological disagreement, and cultural hostility toward one another. Yet the Holy Spirit refuses to honor those human divisions. Peter and John travel to Samaria and witness something astonishing. The same Spirit poured out in Jerusalem is now embracing people once considered outsiders. The gospel is already dismantling barriers that society believed permanent. But within this beautiful moment emerges a troubling contrast. Simon, the sorcerer, impressed by the visible power of the apostles, offers money in exchange for the ability to confer the Holy Spirit. He sees spiritual power not as grace, but as a commodity. Peter's response is sharp because the issue is profound. Simon's heart remains shaped by control, ambition, and transaction rather than surrender and transformation. The connection with the book of Ezekiel chapter 4 strengthens this warning. Ezekiel performs strange symbolic acts to expose Israel's distorted spiritual condition. The prophet's dramatic actions reveal that external religion can continue while inward corruption quietly deepens. Similarly, Simon appears religiously outwardly, He has been baptized and follows the apostles, yet inwardly his motives remain unhealed. Scripture repeatedly reminds us that God is concerned not merely with our religious activity, but with the condition of the human heart. I think it was Kierkegaard who once wrote that purity of heart is to will one thing. And that insight speaks powerfully to this passage. The Christian life is not about using God to achieve personal success, influence, or security. It is about learning to desire God Himself above all else. In a world shaped by consumerism and performance, even faith can subtly become transactional. We pray hoping to control outcomes, serve hoping for recognition, or worship expecting reward. Yet grace refuses to operate like a marketplace. The Holy Spirit is a gift, not a product. But this passage also speaks prophetically to the modern church. In an age where religion can sometimes become entangled with celebrity culture, prosperity teaching, financial manipulation, or spiritual branding, Acts reminds us that the power of God cannot be commercialized. True spiritual authority flows not from charisma or wealth, but from humility, repentance, and intimacy with Christ. And yet, the story does not end simply with rebuke. Peter calls Simon to repentance. Even now, mercy remains possible. The gospel exposes the heart not to destroy it, but to heal us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, am I seeking God Himself or merely the benefits I hope God can provide? Number two, are there hidden motives, pride, bitterness, control, or self-interest that need to be surrendered before God? And now, our practical exercise for the day. Do one quiet act of kindness or generosity for someone without seeking recognition or acknowledgement. Let it become an act of grace rather than transaction. Gracious God, free our hearts from every temptation to reduce your love to transaction or performance. Teach us to seek you not for power, status, or reward, but simply because you are holy, merciful, and good. Purify our motives, deepen our repentance, and fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. Break down every barrier that divides people from one another, and make your church a community shaped by grace rather than ambition. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.